We are learning Masechtas Pesachim, that Pei Vav and Aleph, and we are beginning the two dots on Pei Hei and Bei, three lines from the bottom. It said in the Mishnah that the Chaloinois va'oyvei ha'chayma kelefnim. That means the windows and the thickness of the wall, means the window sills and the thickness of the walls, have a din of the inside. For example, if it's around the Yerushalayim, so those places have a din of kelefnim. Amarah, gagim va'aliois loinis gadoshim. The roofs and the aliyos, like the upstairs, were not Mekudesh in Yerushalayim. And the way Rashi learns, it's going Sayan Yerushalayim, Sayan Da'azara. Rashi says, Ben Gage Yerushalayim, they don't have Kudesh Yerushalayim, the Kachem Kalam. The halacha is, Kachem Kalam have to be eaten in Yerushalayim, not out of Yerushalayim. So he says that the roofs of Yerushalayim are not Mekudesh to eat Kachem Kalam, you have to eat it in the house. And the Gagim is referring to the Lishkas Ha'azara also. That on the Azara also, the roofs of the Azara, the roofs of the Heichel also are not Kudosh Azara. Legabe Kodesh Kodoshim, Legabe making a Shechita, all these things, has no din of the Beis HaMikdash. So we're saying the Gagim and the Aliyah is the upstairs, the top floors, the roofs are not Mekudesh for Kedusha Shalayim or Kedushas Azara. Rav is saying, Moshem Rav Chia, how it looked like when they used to eat the Karm Pesach, a big chaburus. He says, Kazaysa Pesach, first of all, everyone only got one kazayas, because it wasn't enough Karm Pesach for everyone. And number two, Vahaleila Paka Igra, the hollow was such a big slavus and loud that the roofs used to sound like they're cracking. So what do you see? You see, they said the hollow on the roof. So, look, it's Masha Kid the Karm Pesach on the roof. And you only get the Karm Pesach in Yerushalayim, so Hakid on the roof. The roof is not Kudush Yerushalayim. My love, the Achli Beigro, they ate the Karm Pesach on the roof. Ba'ami Beigro, they said Hala on the roof. They weren't loyal. The Achli Be'ara, they ate the Karm Pesach on the ground floor, and were in the Chatzar, and they went up to the attic, they went up to the roofs to say Hala. Ba'ami Beigro. Right, the Gemara, you let her leave your place for eating Karm Pesach to go somewhere else. Ain't he about time to the Mishnah? Aim after acha Pesach afikayim. Which the way Rashi teaches over here is that when you leave the Suda, you're not allowed to leave the Suda immediately after the Karm Pesach because we're scared you're going to go to someone else's house and eat more over there. And you're not allowed to eat anything after Karm Pesach. And you're not allowed to eat any Karm Pesach after Karm Pesach because you can't eat the Karm Pesach and two chaburas. So Eim Haftir Acha Pesach HaBekayim means you can't be in Maftir, you can't leave after the Pesach. V'amarav, so Yakim Mechabur Chabur, it means you're not allowed to go from Chabur to Chabur after that Pesach, after Pesach. And HaFikayim is also a Lashon, like Rashi says, Hetziu Kelecha Mekan, V'neilech V'neilech Oed B'chabur HaKher. So you can't do that. You can't say right after the Pesach, HaFikayim, and clean out the things. You have to sit here a little bit. So, Chayr, how can you go up to the roof? You're not allowed to leave your makom after they eat the Karm Pesach. My answer is partial. Loi kasha. Kam b'shas achila, kam b'shloi shas achila. That means, when you're in the middle of eating, you're still in the middle of your suda, they didn't bench yet, so then you can't go anywhere else. You got to stay where you are. But after you finish benching, you finish your suda, so then of course you could go somewhere else. So that's what it means. Shloi b'shas achila, say halal, you went up the roof to say halal, it's not a kasha on Eim HaFetir Ma'ach HaPesach HaPekayim, because that's not b'shas achila, that's just going to say halal. Like Rashi says, kriyas halal ach achila, kriyas halal after achila, therefore, that is not a problem. So the Gemara's answer to the kasha was, of course, the Igro Taka was not Mekodesh, according to Rav, they were saying halal and Igro, no problem. After they finished the Karban Pesach, they benched where they were, and they went up to the roof and said halal. Toshma, try not to write. Toshmaya Abishal Omer Aliyas base Kodshei HaKadoshim Chamura base Kodshei HaKadoshim. The base of Mikdash was shaped. You had here the Azara, which did not have a roof. Then you had the Ulam, and in front of behind the Ulam was the Heichel. The Heichel consisted of two things: that you had the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. In the Kodesh, you had the Mizbeach, the Menorah, and the Shulchan. Behind that, you had the Kodesh HaKadoshim, was the Aron. Now, in the place where the Aron was, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you only went once a year on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol went in there to make a Zrika and to bring the Ketores. Went to twice on Yom Kippur, but went once a year on Yom Kippur in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. On top of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there was another floor and there was a roof. The second floor of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Abishal said, technically is more common than the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Why? Shebeis Kodesh HaKadoshim, Kohen Gadol Nechusei Pam Achas Hashana. At least the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kohen Gadol, goes in once a year. Valiyas based Kodesh HaKadoshim, the second floor of the on the top of the Heichel, ain't nichnasim lo, el pam achas b'shua. They went only once in 7 years. They went there, or twice in 7 years. Some say once in 50 years they went up there. Why they go up there in those times? To see if there's any structural problems. But they only went once in 7 years, twice in 7 years, or once in 50 years they went up there. So the Brisa says, Abishal says, it's more chamer. Even there, they didn't stop going there. So you see, what do you see from here? You see it's Mekudesh. You see it's Mekudesh, and it's a ha'ara on Rav, who says that Aliyahs were not Mekudesh. Amar Rav Yosef, it's not Shver.
What was the point of this room?
What?
What was the point of this room?
What was there? Why was it important? It was had a kedusha. There was nothing important about it, but it was a kedusha since it was at the top of the
haichal. What was the point of having this aliyah?
Oh, what was the point of having that? I don't know. I don't know what was the point of it. I don't know why they had this extra floor. Maybe it was protection for the kachak kedushin, but I'm not sure. So Amrav Yosef mehechal. So the question is, it's not mekudesh. So what was the problem going in there? Amrav Yosef, don't ask me cash from here because here was a special din that was mekudesh. Amrav Yosef mehechal nekem v'nasiv inish. You're gonna ask me a cash from the heichal? Hechel is the whole structure. Shani Hechel, the chsiv, Bayitin David l'shloim v'benoi. David gave l'shloim v'benoi as tavnis the tzura of the ulam, which is that structure that's in front of the Hechel, ve'ez batav, ve'gan zakav, and its little cubbies, and its places where the storehouses where you stored all the clay kodesh, v'ali oisav, and the upper floors, v'chadarav, apnimim, and the side rooms, u'beis hakapiris. And the actual culture Hakadoshim, v'chsev akol b'ksav b'yad Hashem alai haskel. Everything is from Hashem. Everything was b'ksav b'yad Hashem b'nevuah. So you see that everything in this pasuk was b'nevuah from Hashem. That's be mekudesh. So don't ask for kasha mehechel. Hechel it says in the pasuk aliyos, aliyos from mekudesh, and therefore it's not a kasha from other from the Rav's memra that says that's not mekudesh. This is different. His exception here was the first pasuk. That it was Mekudesh. Therefore, the Heichel, the floor on top of the Heichel was better because it was Mekudesh. Tashima, try another kasha. Tashima, halishkois habenuyois bekodesh upsuchois lechol. You have these lishkois that are in the Kodesh, and we'll see in a second what that means, and it was open to the outside. That means it's part of the Mokoim Kodesh, part of the Azara, but the door is to the outside, to the Harabayas. The loch is Teichon Chol, which right now, Rash Tash means the inside of it. Is the din of Harabites, not of the Azar. Taychan Chol. But v'gagaseyem kodesh. But the roof, since it was built b'kodesh, the roof is kodesh. So what do you see? You see a roof is kodesh. So the Gemara, Tirgumah, here is no pasuk on this, that the roofs of the Azar were kodesh. Tirgumah Rav Chista, v'shagagaseyem shavim l'karka Azar. We're talking about rooms that were built under the floor of the Heichel, of the Azar. Under the floor of the Azar, these rooms were built. But the doorway was out at Harabayis. So the room itself has a din of chol because it's open to Harabayis. It goes was a psicha, like Rashi says. But the roof was the Hazara floor, so it was Kaddish. It was the floor of the Hazara. It was built under the Hazara. So that's why it's not Shver, because here the Gagaseim were the floor of the Hazara. Yehachi, I'm going to say for Benuyas Bechol, unless you have the opposite case. You have outside the Hazara, technically, this room. Ufsucha is a kodesh, but the door is from the Azara. Halacha is teichen kodesh. It gets it in kedusha. Vegagaseim choil, and the roof is choil. Visakadaitach v'shagaseim shavim lekarka. So we understand why the gagaseim is choil because it's built outside the Azara. So the roof of it is not the Azara. But the question is like this: Visakadaitach v'shagaseim shavim lekarka. If it was an underground room. So how can you say it's Kaddish because it's open to the Azara? L'charet should be like Mechilas. Mechilas like tunnels. What am I yechin on? Mechilas leis Kaddashu. And what Rashi learns over here is that these Mechilas were not Kaddish be Kedushas Azara or Kedushas Harabayis. And it's a gift for Balkari that the Balkari has to go out Chotzer Shnei Machnas. He's let it go into these Mechilas. Because they're not Kaddish. They're not Kaddish. So that's the kasha. So how can you say that because it's Shavas Lakarka, Shavas Lazara, then it's Medim Mechilos, how can you say it's Kaddish? Here it says the door is open to Azara, it's Kaddish. If it's on the ground, then it's Mechilos. And Rabbi Yechon said Mechilos are not Kaddish. So the Gemara is not Shver from Rabbi Yechon. Because Gikom Rabbi Yechon, Mepsuchos La'abayis. He's talking about, Rav Yechon is talking about where the tunnels are open to Har Habayis. And his chiddush is that an opening to Har Habayis doesn't even have a din of Har Habayis. It has a din of less than Har Habayis, and you could go in there, and it has a din of not of Machna Leviya, it has a din of Machna Yisrael. But a mechilus of Azara ataka yet kadosh, even though it's underground. Ki kamar v'yechidom v'mesuch ha'abayis, k'an hi v'such ha'azara. V'atanya, v'rektim v'anar kasha, Rav Yudah, ime, mechilus v'tachas heichel choyl. Not a kasha, you see, he says klar, mechilus v'tachas heichel choyl. And v'nar also, it's not shvek. Ki tanya hi, shepsuchos l'choyl, it's open to the choyl. So Akapadam was saying like this, everything goes by psicha. That if it's open to the Kodesh, it's Kodesh. It's a Mechilas, Rav Yechon agrees that a Mechilas open to Kodesh is Kodesh. Only Mechilas open to Choyl, does he hold, doesn't have a din of Har Habayis. But Psucha is a Kodesh, is Kodesh. Mechilas open to Choyl is Choyl, it's even less than Har Habayis. Now, the question was the Gagos. The case is, the Gagos are Shavim La Azara. So if it's open to Kodesh, but the Gag is Choyl, so it's Choyl, of course. But even if it's a Mechilas under the Azara floor and it's open to the Choyl, good, the inside is Choyl, but the roof will be Kodesh because of the floor of the Azara. So all the kashas are answered, nothing Shver and Rav right now. Tashema, another kasha. This Bryce is the end of the Bryce of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Mechilas Tachzechel Choyl, and the Bryce says further, V'gagoy Kodesh. And the Gagoy is Kodesh. Going on the Hechel. Says Mechilas Tachas Hechel, but the gag of the Hechel on the word Hechel is Kodesh. So here you can't answer what we answered before that the pasuk says a Kol B'Ksav Yad Hashem Alai Heskel, because in that pasuk it doesn't say anything about Gagoy. It says Al Yosef. That's what Rashi speaks out. So here it's Shver. Why is the gag of the Hechel Kodesh? That's the question. So the Brayz talks about Gagoy Kodesh. So it's Shver and Rav. Frekti Mar V'Tisbara V'Ktani. It says in the Brayza. The same price, so gagim alalu, these gagim that we say are kodesh, ain't eichum shom kachim kachim, you can't eat kachim kachim there. Ve'ein sheichum shom kachim kalam, you can't shvik a shchita there kachim kalam. So you see, Klaw, when it says kodesh, it doesn't really mean regular kodesh, because if not, you'll be able to eat kachim kachim there, because we didn't have azara, it's the gag of the heichel. Elo, kasha gagim kodesh, what does gagim kodesh mean? If the price says that, if it says further, now you eat kachim kachim there, or you shvik kachim kalam there, so what's in the gagim kodesh? Om rabcham v'agurya, lo'oison beiz amois. It was Kodesh to keep there those two amas. The two amas are two sticks, like yard sticks, two sticks that measured amas. We'll see in a second what they are. And they made the gag Kodesh to keep clay Kodesh. Like Torah speaks out, it wasn't mamish Kodesh. It was gag Hashem Kodesh to come out and let snia shom clay Kodesh. But loy shiu clay Kodesh shrich and mokim me Kodesh, kibuch kam tochti, ala ha kedusha islo nirajam. And certain kedusha to keep Kalim Diyam. But it's not Kodesh, but Kedusha Zahazara. What are these two Amas? The Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah, Mishnah's Midas, I think. Tanan said Mishnah, Mishnah's Kalim says, not Midas, Mishnah's Kalim sounds like. Beis Amas, Hoyu, Shushan Abira. There was a room called Shushan Abira that was on top of the, it's a Shiloh where it was. Tosfos learns it was on top of one of the doors of the Azara. And Rashi might learn all of the sectas that it was on top of, it was one of the rooms in the Har Habayis. But let's learn what Taitz is now. It was one of the rooms on top of that Sharia Azara. It was called Shushan Habira. And the reason it was called Shushan Habira is that a picture of Shushan Habira to remind the people where they came from, the second base of Mikdash, to remind them that they were in Golus and they got saved, for the whole thing. What?
Where was this located?
It was on top of one of the doors of Azara, that steps. Oh. It was a cheder. The Tanan, Beis Amas Hoyu B'Shushan Habira. Achas, and they kept two Amas there, two yardsticks there. Achas Akerem Mizrachus Sefinus. One was in the corner, in the Mizrachus Sefinus, northeastern corner. Achas Akerem Mizrachus Remus. One was on the southeastern corner. Zuz Sha'al Kerem Mizrachus Sefinus Hoysi Sera Shon Shechatze Atzpa. One Amma stick that was on one side was bigger than Moshe's Amma by a Chatzi Atzpa. Amma is 6 tvachim. This is extra half a etzpa. Vezu shal kerem mizrachus and a tefach. Either five etzpoys or 6 etzpoys, but was a half etzpa bigger than Moshe's amma. Vezu shal kerem mizrachus dreim is yisera ala chatzi etzpa. More than that, a half etzpa altogether. Nimtzi yisera al shemoshe etzpa. But lama hayu, why do you have achzel v'ktana? Why do you have these sticks? When a person came to do work for a contractor came to do work for the Beis HaMikdash, so he got paid with the regular Amma, but he did work like the bigger Amma. And this way, he for sure did it, we're not even Me'ila. Let's say the contract was to do 10 Ammas of tile work. So they measured 10 Ammas with the regular Amma, and that's how he got paid. But when he did the 10 Ammas, he used the bigger one, and this way he did a little more for the Beis HaMikdash. So why do you need two types? One a half etzba more, one and a whole etzba more? So Mark explains. When it came to gold and silver work, so then they only did a half etzba more, not to cause so much loss to the umnin, the contractors. And the other one is for the binyana, for the when you build, there's such a big loss. So there they did a little bigger stick, a little bigger stick, and that's the way they did it. So these sticks were kaidish, and they kept it in a makayim that was makudish. That's what it means, gagai kaidish. Now, the last araya over here, and this is from our Mishnah. The windowsills of the either the Azara or the Harabayas or the Yerushalayim was ba'ibei achayma, and the thickness of the wall kilefnim is like the inside. So bishlam achaloinos, we'll handle with the Azara. Bishlam achaloinos, meshkachas la. It's possible shavi the karka Azara. It's possible, I hear it's glifnim, because we're saying now that gagos are not makudish, so it can't be the top of the wall, or that's a gag, or the top of a windowsill. So it's possible to say the windowsill was level with the floor. How is that possible? Because in the Azara, it was not a flat place, the Azara. It went up, for example, in the Azara, the first part was the Ezra's Yisrael, and then started the Ezra's Kahanim. The Ezra's Kahanim went up 2.5 amos. So it's possible you have a wall with windows, so on the outside you have a wall with windows, regular windows, but the windows that were connected the Ezra's Kahanim were flush with the floor. Because the window was 2.5 amos off the floor, which is a nice amount, 5-6 feet. And then, that was flush with the Azara. That was flush with the Azara floor. So Bishlam, it's a one wall. The wall, for sure, goes up, covers the, goes up around the Azara a certain height. So how can you say the Oyva Achayma is the same level as the floor of the Azara? So why is it Mekodesh? Hello, Oyva Achayma, Hech Meshkachas Lo. So my answer is Meshkachas Lo of Bar Shura. They made it two walls. The Chzeh Vayechal, Vayavel, Vayavel, Chel, Vechayma. This is a pasuk in Eicha, and it's saying how the walls felt the Avelis after the Beis Mikdash was Charev, and the Chel Vechayma. Vamar Vachoy, Tehim Rav Chinna, Shura, Bar Shura. One was the chayil was the shura, and the other was the bar shura. The chayim was the bar shura. The two walls next to each other. One wall was only a few feet high, and next to that was a very tall wall. So the wall that was a few feet high, when it went connected to Ezra's HaKa'anim, let's say it was on the inside, it was flush to the floor of Ezra's HaKa'anim. So there, that oyve achayma can have a din mekudesh. But of course, the big wall that was tall, that was did not have the Mekodesh, according to Rav, only the small wall. So Shura Ubar, Shura means there's two walls, two parts of the wall, and that's what it means, Chel V'Chaim, and that answers the Kasha on Rav.